The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
With high temperatures across Europe and potential heat waves on the way, is NOC tourism the way to get the most out of your holiday this summer? NOC tourism is where you head out once the sun has set, along with the rest of the locals, to see what your destination has to offer. I'm joined by travel writer Nicola Brady now to tell us more about this. This is a trend which sounds appealing, actually, because I think a lot of people now are worried about going, particularly to the Mediterranean, to some spots in Europe where it is really, really hot during the day.
For sure. When you're seeing those temperatures climb into the 40s, the thought of doing anything in the middle of the day is just horrendous. I remember being at the Colosseum years and years ago when it was nudging 40 and we went in the middle of the day and you just don't care. You're like, I just want to be anywhere but here. Whereas if you're going out in the evening, like you say, it's mimicking the sort of local patterns and you're seeing the bars and restaurants come to life, people out for their evening stroll, like kids playing in the street up until sort of 10 or 11, where it's just cool enough to go outside. It's a lovely way to see a city, I think.
And are the cities adapting to this, or were they just doing it all the time, you know, being open a little bit later and welcoming later?
I think there were some elements like the bars and restaurants where the locals would have gone, but now they're really adapting to it in some cities like Seville. They're putting up canopies, they're going to be planting trees, and they have those misters for the outdoor dining that I really love. You see them in American desert cities like Palm Springs, Scottsdale, and it's just beautiful. So you can sit out and you're getting gently misted by water. Very luxurious.
And so how does this work then in practice? So you would leave your accommodation at what, 9 o'clock at night?
That's what some people are doing. I mean, my personal preference, I would want to go out at sort of sunrise, see a lot of places then. And then you've also, like sunset as well, you've got that beautiful light. You can see those sort of famous sites where there's no one around. And then the idea is those sort of midday hours that are getting longer and longer now. You know, it used to be avoid the sun between 12 and 2, and now it's sort of 10 and 4. You go back, enjoy some air conditioning if you've got a pool or something like that, and then head out in the evening, have a later dinner, see some of the sights then. And I mean, speaking of cities adapting, now more and more places are doing specialized nighttime tours. So I think the Acropolis in the summer opens a little bit later, but you can also go in after 9 o'clock with a private tour group that show you by night, and they're doing opera performances in the Roman Forum as well. People doing night biking, night photography tours in Lisbon. So people are really set up for it now in a way that I don't think they were 10, 15 years ago.
You're also getting great bang for your day because you're getting 2 days 100%. In one. So you're getting up at 5,
yep.
Maybe you're doing your morning business. Then you're having your little siesta or your break time during the day and heading out again and having a whole other experience in the evening time.
It's like 2 days in a day. If you can have your little midday siesta as well.
Is it safe though? Will people have concerns around that?
Well, this was my first thought. I do a lot of solo travel. So there's a concept around, oh, you can just go out at night. And a lot of people don't feel comfortable, or it's just purely not safe. But doing those kind of guided experiences, they really facilitate that nighttime sort of adventure without you having to do it on your own. And then there are some cities as well that just have that natural family-friendly nighttime environment that you would be safe. But yeah, I wouldn't do it in every city.
You'd need to know what you were getting into. And I just wonder, culturally, are we adapted enough, you know, to be out late, particularly with children? It's very different for us, isn't it, to have your main meal at 10 o'clock at night?
It's different for me because I'm like an old nana. I like my dinner at 6 and I like to go to bed at 10. So I'd have to adjust slightly and maybe go to bed at 10:30, go crazy. But yeah, it very much depends on your natural rhythms. But you know, we've all been in those cities where you're trying to get dinner at even 7 or 8 o'clock and they're not opening until 10. So I think if you're going to these kind of European cities in the summer, it's definitely something to think about and adapt maybe a little bit ahead of time.
The whole switcheroo of your body clock and it actually makes you feel a little more like you're on holiday because everything is changing, right?
Yeah, that's true. And you'd almost have a little bit of jet lag coming home. You'd feel like you were somewhere super exotic.
And you say then that some of these cities around Europe, they really are adapting to this. So they see that there's a demand for this now and they're changing the offering.
Yeah, because I think as well, when you're looking at certain sites, like the Eiffel Tower closes at a certain temperature. other places do as well, where it's sort of nudging the high 30s. They're realizing that they're not going to get the tourists, so they have to adapt and do evening openings if they're going to be closing it between 12 and 6, and it's one of the sort of most pivotal tourism sites in the city. They're going to have to adapt and be more creative in the way they facilitate it.
It's raining here again today.
It feels particularly cruel to be talking about this when my feet are wet.
This morning it was cold. So horrible. Horrendous. Coming in.
And I was thinking, are we going to have to do rain tourism? Like the equivalent for tourists coming
here? We're going to have to find something, right? Yeah. We're going to have to capitalise this. It's gone on too long. But I just wonder, because we are such heat seekers, you know, when we go on holidays, can we resist the 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Irish people? We're seeking it out.
I mean, because I'm the same. I remember being in Vegas years ago and it was maybe mid-30s and I was walking through, and I don't gamble anyway, I was walking through the casinos and you just want to be like, guys, get outside. The sky is so blue. It's so sunny. You've got to get outside. But I mean, spend 2 minutes in a 40-degree sunshine day and you'll quickly be seeking the shade, you know?
Yeah, it's not pleasant, but we still go to find it and we feel like, oh, I'm not getting the value out of my holiday unless I've spent some time out in the sun.
I have to admit, I would kind of feel the same way now, not in those peak sunshine hours, but I think then you can, going out in the morning as well is when I think you can get that compromise. I don't think you want to flip it completely so that you're inside the whole time when it's sunny. But if you're going out in the morning when it's a little bit cooler, you've got the shade, and then going out when the sun starts setting as well. But I know what you mean. There's that, if you're somewhere sunny, you really want to make the most of it.
Make the most of it in the morning time might be the advice. Nicola, thank you so much for telling us about it. That's travel journalist Nicola Brady.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.